Okay. Hi, guys. For those who don't know me, I'm Jacob Furr. And in the fall, I'm going to be attending University of Georgia. Thank you guys very much. But now, before I get started, I'd like to lead us in a word of prayer. Dear Father God, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. Lord, I pray that you speak through me. Use me as a vessel to bring truth, that I'm able to just bring the word today. I pray that the rest of this service goes amazing. And it's your son's name I pray, amen. Okay. Now, everyone, if you can, open up to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 13. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 13. Okay. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of the darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. So growing up, I could never look at myself in the mirror. If the lights were on, I'd have to flick them off. I didn't want to look at myself. I didn't like the physical appearance of how I looked. And so I would make sure that every closet, every bathroom, every bedroom with a light, I would make sure the lights are off so I wouldn't be able to look at myself. And my family can attest to this sometimes, because we would go to, like, shopping, and, you know, I get in this weird funk, and they'd be like, Jacob, what's up? And sadly, I can't turn off the lights in fitting rooms. And so the thing is, I didn't want to see what I looked like, only a silhouette of who I was. I was comfortable with that habit because, you know, I didn't have God, and I really didn't see a need to do so. However, this all changed when I moved from Florida to Georgia last summer, and God transitioned me from seeing myself only as a silhouette, but seeing myself entirely. First from North Point, then to Ignite, then small Bible group studies that were hosted on a random Starbucks on Monday nights that put me here at Northview, that led me to study the Bible with Danny and other disciples, and let me get to baptize in Christ on July 17th. See, throughout this progression, I began to look at myself in the mirror with those lights on. I began to have this, like, newfound strength that's only possible through God to flick on that switch. Christ was the light. Turning on that light meant that I was in need of his acceptance, his love, his grace. He revealed to me both the good and the bad, for true and complete identity is only possible through Christ and the Word. See, it was easy to turn on that light and look at that silhouette again. And frankly, some days I do that. I walk into the bathroom, I don't want to look at myself. And it was very easy. Throughout those studies, God revealed to me things I didn't really want to see. My sin, my insecurities, my weaknesses. He revealed to me that I have trust issues sometimes from past relationships. He revealed to me past resentments that I have from certain people, and just guilt that I have in acting certain ways. Because, as it says in the verse, everything exposed by the light becomes visible. Living without the light made me sin conscious. I was aware of my sin, but did not do anything about it. I indulged in the, as it says, fruitless deeds of darkness, and I was content with imagining myself, not knowing myself. See, living the life in the light molded me to become sun conscious, not sin conscious. I began to feel like his light was shining through me for those around me, because as it says in the verse, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. I began to believe that any time I viewed my sins apart from the sacrifice of Jesus, I was telling myself a lie, because as God declares that our inequities and our sins are remembered no more. And see, in the Old Testament, people would use these temporary sacrifices such as lambs, and they wouldn't do anything. It was just to remind them of their sin. It did nothing to change the heart of those people who were sacrificing. But in the New Testament, Jesus died for us. He was that eternal sacrifice. He makes us sun conscious. We're able to look at his sacrifice and realize that we can change. And see, there is a huge difference in being sensitive to sin as opposed to being guilt-ridden and paralyzed with fear and condemnation because of sin. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, our sin, there is no condemnation because of our sin. We're able to look at ourselves, and when the light's off, I'm sin conscious. I'm aware, not able to do anything. When the light's on, I'm sun conscious. I'm able to change who I am. See ya. I call communion is a time to remember the finished work of God and to remind us that through dying on the cross, Jesus removed that barrier of sin, that we're able to step boldly into his presence at any time we want. And I want to challenge you guys in a way where I want to ask you guys, what's, you know, preventing you guys from flipping on that switch? Is it pride? Is it saying, you know, I'm too good. I don't need to see who I am. Because as I got to know this part of me that where I can't look at myself in the mirror, I began to realize that it's something so much deeper than a physical appearance. It's something on my heart. And through this light, we're able to look into ourselves. We're able to look into our light and change. Is it pride? Because you think, oh, I'm too perfect. I don't need to change. Is it anxiety or saying, I'm not good enough? I don't want to see that because I'm too anxious about everything that's happening. But if you think about it, the middle letter of both pride and anxiety is I. And if you look at it, we can look into ourselves and figure out what that emotion is and really decide if we want to flip on that switch. So I'll pray for communion. Dear Father God, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak. I pray that during this time of communion, people really become close to God, that we're able to, you know, as I said, step boldly into his presence. Lord, I pray that as we accept your body and your Christ, we're able to reflect on ourselves, reflect on who we are, and for some people, turn on that switch, for others, decide what it is. It's your son's name, I pray, amen.